And I think it's very important, and I hope my remarks today will be sort of under the inspiration of Our Lady and St. Joseph, but and tying it in with what Doug said the other day, which I missed, but I knew what he was going to talk about, and Gary mentioned of Dom Gerard Calvé, the abbot down at Lurbaroux, Saint Madeleine and Lurbaroux in the Provence in southern France. Gary and I had a chance to be there together. It's a story we could tell you with a glass of wine later, but and back in 1991, we were together not only for the 900th anniversary of Funcombo, helping them prepare for their 900th anniversary and all the people that came, and how some of us were climbing, who were not quite as afraid of heights, having done many parachute jumps, climbing out and helping the roof when the monks didn't do it. And then Gary and I went with a bunch of monks, including the abbot of Funcombo, down to Lurbaroux, where we met Dom Gerard, and who's a very feisty character. He was a boxer, and he's a poet. He loves Mistral, who wrote in Languedoc, a great poet. He said he's better than Dante, and he has all the volumes outside of his room. And he's a kind of a, military man. He was a boxer, and he's this special abbot. And he wrote this book on Tomorrow Christendom, and is trying to build, as Gary and I saw when we were visiting there, he's trying to build a little nucleus of Christendom, where at the church there and the sisters are a couple kilometers down the road, the drawing people and families around it, the way the St. Benedict Center is, and with the way the Benedict tradition was in history, this rootedness, living the parable of the sower, as I've said in other talks, this cultivation of the soil and the cultivation of the soul. And as at the end and at the introduction of this book that he wrote in French, which is now being translated and soon to be published, we hope, This Gustave Thibon, who himself was a very rooted peasant man and a philosopher, a very rich, rooted man. When you read him, it's like reading Belloc, and my French isn't as good. I can't appreciate him as I do Belloc. But at the end of this, he talks about, through his introduction to Dom Gerard's book, he talks about, again, language and this cultivation of, in effect, what St. Augustine called the verbum cordis, this interior word of the heart, and using language to reveal reality, but dealing with reality and not with obscure things that are unrooted and superficial and have no sap and have no roots. And at the end of that, he makes an evocation to the parable of the sower. And I think this is a very important link to my theme about the young who are here and others, to cultivate the discipline and the culture of this deeper reading, to understand the rich resources of language and what it reveals of reality, and also to learn how to detect those who use language to conceal reality, falsehood, the sophistry, which is pervasive today with a lot of the manipulations and rearranging factoids to fit an artifice and a manipulation. And at the end of his introduction, Gustave Thibon says that as those apostles of the gospel who followed and lived out our Lord's parable of the sower, which again is the longest parable that he gave, and he gave his own interpretation of it, he said there's that special mysterious unity and solidarity always between the sower who scatters the seed, and in the parable, the divine word, and the plowman. The plowman who has a humbler and a more burdensome but equally necessary task to prepare the soil, to prepare the land, to prepare the soil, and in the parable, to prepare the soil, the soul, to receive the seeds of truth. And in my judgment, properly understood, the cultivation of letters, and we have such a rich and living heritage, it should be more living, people, in the history of not only the West, but in other cultures of the faith.